All right, Jackets back at home tonight. A rough start, and they're chasing the season already, but they're going back to the friendly confines of Nationwide Arena, and the man who lives and owns and rents that place out for parties is on the line with us now on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He is the in-arena host for Jackets games, and I call him the Dairy King of Queens.
Yes.
Here he is, Mike Todd. Michael, it's great to have you.
It's got to be a slow news day when you got me on the show.
Well, that by the way, that's an intro that I would only reserve for very special guests. It's great to have you. I saw a tweet today, and this is what got me to call you, is that you said you were suiting up for your 17th year with the CBJ.
Yes, sir.
And that, which is congratulations, first of all. And secondly, I thought, this jumped in my mind. What is he suiting up for? Like, what is happening at the home game so far? What do you anticipate, and how is your job changing?
It's changed quite a bit since there won't be any fans in the arena. They contacted me and said, hey, we'd like you to run the synthetic crowd noise system. And I was like, all right. So I was excited about it. I was happy and flattered that they asked me to do it. So I went in for 3 days, training from the NHL and from the production company, and it's a complicated system. It's pretty involved. So every cheer, we don't have any boos, but you know, anything you hear, I'm going to be at the controls following along in the game, and I've got these two computer control pads that I use, and everything from cheers to loud cheers to kind of someone going, aw. We've got the CBJ cheer. We've got Stinger's drum. So we're going to try and make it as unique and as Nationwide Arena friendly as possible, so that when you hear the game, when you're listening to Bob McElligott call the game, or you're watching Rims and Jody call the game on TV, you know, hopefully what you hear will not take away from the game experience.
Mike, you're a pro. You are going to crush it. I know you're going to do a heck of a job. My question for you is, you've been doing this for a while in that arena. How long did it take you to get used to the cannon? Because we hear that all the time, where whether it's reporters or fans coming into the building, or even just CBJ fans that attend the game, sometimes it catches you off guard, the loudness and the impactfulness of that cannon after a goal. How long did it take you to adjust to that thing?
It didn't take me long, and I've told the story before. When we originally went to go get the cannon, it was made just out of St. Louis in Pontoon Lake, Illinois. Flew out there, and we saw the guy who built the cannons, and I heard it fired for real. Of course, when they fire it in the arena, there's some smoke and mirrors. It's not actually fired. And when I heard it fired for real, it rattled my teeth. But you know, it didn't take long, and the fact that it annoys other players and sometimes other journalists, it's just hilarious. So no, it didn't take long at all, and once again, I think it's one of our signature features at Nationwide.
The best in arena host in sports is with us, Mike Todd, the Jackets, and now he is working as Sir Mix-a-Lot, and he will have the tune. So let me ask two things real fast. One.
All right.
Take us behind the curtain on the cannon again. How does that work? How does that sound effect work?
So there is a fireworks company that is up in the rafters, and they fire a concussion charge, and it is synchronized with a flash pot. So when it goes off, the cannon flashes and the boom goes off. It is synchronized, and then it takes, you know, a minute or two to get everything reset and reloaded. But it's an amazing work of synchronization where you've got our director, our head of operations, game operations, Derek Dolly, will say, okay, fire the cannon. We play the music, the cannon fires, everything's synchronized, and everyone goes crazy. So it's a little inside baseball here. It's pretty amazing.
All right, you know, so protocol. Oh, sorry, Matty. Just follow up real quick. The protocol on these songs. You said it's NHL approved and all that. Give us a little take on when you're allowed to actually give the home team a little bit of a boost. How does that work?
What will happen is they, you know, if the team is taking the puck down into, you know, into our offensive zone, you know, I'll bring the noise up a little bit, you know, and there'll be some more cheering, you know, and if there's a big play or there's something near the front of the net, I'm going to make it sound like there's a lot of anticipation and excitement, you know, and then if there's a disappointing play, you'll hear somebody go, ah, or something like that. But yeah, the NHL basically said, you know, keep it classy, make it sound like it, you know, you're in an actual arena. You know, don't play it at full blast all the time. That's one of the things they told me when I was training. They were like, listen, every night's not going to be opening night or game seven of the Stanley Cup Finals. So, you know, keep it, you know, where it would normally be. You know, I'm excited and not a little bit terrified for tonight. But, you know, hopefully we can pull it off.
You know, Mike, I'm sure you've got to witness a lot of cool things doing the job that you've done inside that arena attached to this hockey club. And I'm sure this is a tough question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the one moment that stuck out to you that you may say that that's something I'm really proud of, or that was just a really cool moment to be a part of?
It's always for me. Well, first of all, the sweep of the Tampa Bay Lightning when we won game four. But you know, it's always every year, the special events that we have, whether it's military appreciation night, whether it's first responders night, hockey beats cancer night, hockey is for everyone night, things like that. You know, anytime that we can do something to benefit, the community, you know, like Anthony and Coach Torts, you know, the Hockey and Hounds program, anything like that, that's when you realize it's more than a sport and it's a true community event.
He is the Dairy King of Queens. Say hi to the corgis for me. Tell them Dad's going to do a great. Tell them Dad's going to do a great job tonight because Mike Todd is going to quote bring the noise tonight to a an arena that will certainly needs it, buddy. Get your top 10 list going and then let me know what the songs are and we'll talk soon. Good luck. Thanks for everything you do for us. Loading us up with Dairy Queen for the outing with the Hockey and Hounds and helping Homeless to Home and Torts and Yarmo. And we really appreciate it. The Buster bars were flowing last year at the golf outing, the Dilly bars. I can't thank you enough, man. I call you and you're like, just tell me when and where to drop them off. You're the man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brothers. Go Jackets.